We are up to Masechtam Trumos Perikei Mishnah Hei. So Trumos Shnaf Lemeir Higbi of the Makamacher. We did this already. We did the Mishnah already. We did Mishnah. And the Mishnah. What the Mishnah Vav? So Trumos. What the Mishnah Vav?
We did.
You don't remember? We'll do it again. Such a shul lemeir lemeir. One such shul falls into 100. Here, you see the picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have a big mixture. A big mixture is a bottle. Absolutely, it's bottle. Whatever fell into over here is bottle.
Should not fall away. Go ahead.
Is it bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, but now, so now what am I supposed to do with it?
I take this and you put it in another spot.
What is the halacha? This entire mixture is now.
We didn't understand it.
No. Remember, we have the halacha that yeah. even though it's bottle, even though this is bottle, you still are mechuyev. Amen. You have to be careful. You say Hashem's name. You have to say Hashem. You know, so when you say the bracha, so you're swallowing Hashem's name.
I said it. You didn't hear it.
You want me to record it for you next time?
Yeah.
Do you want me to record it for you next time?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go weiter. We have over here a sotshuma. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you have one sotshuma which falls into 100 sotchulin, so it's bottle. But even though it's bottle, you're mechuyev to remove the sotshuma.
Okay, so Rabbi Lezer says you're taking the one that you're taking is the real stuff.
We say brera.
The bad stuff.
We assume that it's going to be truma since you mechuyev lefi halacha. In other words, that it's not that it's bottle. And therefore, since over here when it fell inside originally, it was bottle. So now, when you take out the one saw, it's bottle.
That's it. We did that yesterday. Okay, very good. So.
The ones we removed, ain ba el chelik echad mineya truma. It's 100 of truma. In other words, even if you'll go and you'll sin, there's a small amount of truma inside. It's an anyway bottle. It's 1 in 100, and therefore, if you have over here, you have over here another 100 truma bottle, it's bottle. Okay. In other words, lefichas lelaki. This one soft truma falls into this. Here's the machlag. According to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, when you take out this saw, we have to assume the worst. The entire saw is truma. Therefore, when this falls into this pile, you need 100 times in this pile to mevatel this. According to the chacham, only 1/100 of this saw is truma. The male, as long as you have 100 times more, this plus all of this is bottle. That's the cheshbon. You understand? No.
100?
Yeah, one saw of truma falls into 100 shana of chulin.
Yeah.
Now, I take out one saw. According to the sheet of Eliezer, what do we say? We're machmen, we assume.
See, that's it.
That this entire one saw that you're taking out is...
The truma.
Is the truma. Now, if this now falls into this, how much do we need in this part to revival this? You need 100 in this pile
also to
mevatel. Because since this falls into here,
yeah.
Since the halacha is you mechuyev to remove one saw.
Right. You have to call in Esther. Not now, but
this saw truma falls into 100 saw of chulin. According to Eliezer, when you take out one saw,
yeah.
So we have to assume the one saw that you move is what is the truma.
The whole saw
is truma. Mimela, when this saw of truma falls into this pile,
right.
You need in this pile 100 times more to be mevatel this.
Good.
But according to the Chamim, when this one saw of truma falls into this, we have a big mixture. When you take out one saw, 1/100 of this is assumed to be. Truma, because since it's a mixture of truma, no,
that means
that there's only 1/100 of this thing. When this falls into this,
yeah.
You need 100 times a teeny bit, a teeny mashu. Because since this one saw that falls in as only 1/100th of it is truma, 99 is chulin, and only one percent is truma. When it falls into the next mixture, it's very easy to be mevatel it.
Yeah,
you need 100 times 1% to be mevatel it. Okay, that's the cheshbon. You understand? No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. Sachuma. Shnafla lepachas mem. One sachum which falls in lepachas lemem v'nidamu. One sachum falls into less than 100. Less than 100. So here's the case. Pachas mimem chula.
This is the problem. That is the right mission.
Perikei Mishnah Vav. Sachum Mishnah Lepachas Mimem V'Nidamu. Yeah, you have one Sachum which falls into less than 100 V'Nidamu. Sachum Mishnah Vav. Who?
Zayd Avram Shabbat.
You were Zayd Avram Shabbat?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Avraham
Ben.
Eliezer.
Ben Eliezer.
Hakoyim.
Sachum Ashnaf Lepachas Mimem. Let's say Lepachas Mimem Chulin V'Nidamu. Okay, so one Sachum which falls into
less than 100.
Let's say Lepachas Mimem Chulin V'Nidamu becomes Miduma. V'Nasa Kol Miduma. Now, V'Nasa Miduma L'Machim Acher. Now, when that mixture falls into somewhere, let's say Chulin Acherim. Revelezoi. Mer Midamas Kitchuma V'Adai. The entire thing is in the Gashakol HaTaruvah. So we show that Shenidma Dina Kitchuma U'Lechain Diafor Midamasi Hi Chulin Acherim Kitchuma V'Adai. So therefore, the entire thing is going to be midam the meyash she'im nafla mimena sol lechulin she'nafla mimena sol lechulin ein midama. Wait, one more time. She'kol hataruvus harishona she'nidma'a dina kitumah. The entire mixture is truma. Ulchein. Therefore, midamas hi kichulin achedim. Hi chul achedim kitumah v'adai she'nafla mimena sol lechulin. Simple. Okay, so here's the picture. Simple. So far, no chidushim. Yeah, you have a saw of truma which falls into less than 100 of chulin.
Good.
So what's the halacha? Now I take out one saw. I remove one saw. The entire one saw that I take out has the status of truma.
That's what Rebbe Lezer said.
That's what the Chum say. That's what the Chum say. Saw truma.
Didn't say that.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Saw truma. Shnafla lepachas mimei v'ni damu, and we have a taruvis. V'nafla. So the damu means this. The mua. One saw truma falls into less than 100. So the entire mixture now is dema. Is a mixture. Now v'nafal min hameduma l'makom acher, and this portion falls in l'makom acher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer midamas kitruma v'adai. So this, now you need 100 times in this pile to mevatel this. And if you do not have 100 times in this pile to mevatel this, it's going to be dimua. In other words, we don't say lefi cheshbon. We don't say v'chamucham say ein amidum medamei el lefi cheshbon. Okay.
Exactly.
How much of this? Look, this one saw falls into less than 100. So let's say it's 50. Let's say this falls into 50. And now I take one saw from here and it falls into here. How much in here do you need to mevatel the one saw? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need 100 times in this pile to mevatel the entire saw.
Right.
According to the Chachamim, no, make a calculation. If this is one and this is 50, so make a calculation. How much percent? Now I take out one saw. Make a calculation. How much in a thorough mixture of this new portion is going to be truma and how much is going to be chulin? When this now falls into here, you only need to have 100 times the portion of truma in this pile. Whatever it is. So look here. Look here. He shows you what it means here. He shows you the white and the black. Here you have such truma, which falls into pachos mimei chulin. Same exact case as here. And now I take out from this mixture one saw. According to the calculation, let's see, 80% is 80% is chulin, and 20% or 25% is 75% is chulin, and 25% is truma. The calculation of how much this fell in. Three saw chulin v'nesha, he gives the exact number. One saw of truma falls into three saw of chulin. So what is the ratio? What's the ratio? If this is one saw, and this is three saw, so if I take out a kernel, there's a 75% chance that it is chulin, and there's a 25% chance that it's truma. If I take now an entire saw, and it falls into another pile, how much in this pile do I need to be mevatel this portion? Well, according to the Chachamim, you need 100 times connected the entire pile. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we make a calculation. According to the Chachamim, we make the calculation. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't make the calculation. According to the Chachamim, we make a calculation. That's the whole thing. Simple, right?
Yep.
So, Nachamol, so saw truma. One soft truma. Here is a soft truma here and here and this container. Shenafla lepachos mimeya, less than 100. Vini damu, and this entire thing is now a mixture. Vinafal min hamiduma lemokem acher, and then we take from this mixture a pile. Here is a pile. How much? And it falls into another pile. How much do we need in this pile to mevatel what falls inside? Well, that's the machlekes. Rabbi Lezai Mer, midamas. This will become midamas. Kitshumas vadai, as if this entire thing is vadai chuma. Even though it's impossible for it to be vadai chuma, because this is a taruvis. This that falls in over here is a taruvis of chulin and chuma. It does not matter. Since this mixture becomes us, sechanan, chaticha atzma nases nevela. If a small amount of milk falls into a piece of meat, the entire piece of meat becomes a chefsa di yisura. And if that piece of meat falls into another pot of meat, you need 60 times in the second pot to mevatel the piece of meat. Why? Why don't we say yom? If the percent is 75% chulin, 25% truma, you only need.
What's this term?
Midamas means that it's a taruvis of chulin and truma. The word midamas
means it's a taruvis
of chulin and truma. It prohibits. Midamas means it makes it aser. In this context, it means that it becomes aser. It becomes aser, like Shuma Vadai. Ein hamidum midamaya el lefi cheshbon. It's only going to be midamaya. It's only going to prohibit according to the appropriate calculation.
Prorated.
What is the calculation? The calculation is... Okay, next. Ve'ein hamidu halacha. Ve'ein hamuchumetz mechametz el lefi cheshbon. No, another halacha. Here's the picture. Ve'ein hamuchumetz mechametz el lefi cheshbon. Here we have over here, sa'or shal chumo shal mechametz. We have yeast. This is yeast. Yeast, which falls into chulin, isa shel chulin, and the chulin is less than 100 times. It doesn't even matter if less than 100 times. It's a davar charif. Yeast is a davar charif. It's something which is very sharp, so it can make the thing aser. Now, a small amount of this taruvus falls into another dough. Chaz of nafla chelik no isa lelisa acheres. So im yesh bechelik hatshuma kelel chametz or isa hasura. Make a calculation. What is the percent that from this that is now falling into this? He shows you over here the two parts. According to the Chachamim, we make a calculation. How much can we expect from the yeast over here to be, of this new mixture to be from the original Truma? How much can we expect to be from Chulin? If the amount that we can expect to be from the original Truma is not enough to make this Chametz, then it's kosher. Then it's tahar. Then it's not chulin. But if it's not, then we have to be machmir. Ve'ein hamechametz machmitz el lefi cheshbon. Ve'ein hamechametz machmitz lefi cheshbon isa shel chulin. Yeah. Isa shel, here's the door of chulin. Here, this isa shel chulin. Shnischamsa b'sa'or shel truma, which became chametz. I'm coming down with something.
Okay. Drink some mahati here. What?
No.
Because I drank a lot. Yes, like your mother said. You'll live. Don't worry about it.
She never said that to me.
You're not going to leave this.
She never said that to me.
It's not going to be easy leaving.
You're not going to have to suffer. Look what it says over here. We have over here dov chulin, which became chametz with yeast. Here's the yeast of truma. This is yeast of truma. Asur kul lazarm, the entire mixture is also lazar. This becomes also.
How much is
it? Even a small amount.
What
a small amount of yeast.
So shab
yeast. The small amount is dover that's harf. A dover that the machmetz. So that's special halacha. Can we be mesach to Arla? Do we learn Arla?
Sure.
Wait a minute, do we learn Arla?
Yep. Yes.
How come I don't remember?
What?
Do we learn Arla? Here's Arla. How come I don't remember? We don't learn Arla. We didn't learn Arla. What are we going to do now? How many parakim is this? I didn't realize this. We didn't do Arla.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about it.
No cheshbon. They got another one to learn.
We didn't do Arla. I didn't even know about this. All right. Baita. No. Here we have some yeast. This yeast over here falls into the dough. This dough now becomes osur. Why does it become osur? Because the yeast of truma has caused it to become chametz, as it says. Let's say some of this dough now falls into another dough. The piece of dough, hamidumas, which is mixed, shenafel l'secha isa cheres, meuriv soar shal truma kedei l'chametz es isa cheres, beloit seiruf hachulin hamidumoim, harei zaneh seres lazarim, kagayin shal isa hachayinah hibas arba l'tadim v'nechmatzva b'shar shal truma. We don't need to come out with these calculations. Okay, so that's fine. It's the same exact halacha. It's very, very simple. The ain. This is truma. This is chulin. When truma falls into chulin, this thing becomes osur. Now let's say a small piece of this now falls into this. So whatever's falling into this is a taruvis. Is a taruvis of truma and chulin. If the amount of truma, we make a calculation, and the amount of truma that is falling into the next batch of dough is not enough. is not enough on its own in order to make this into chametz. Then it does not become osur. It does not become truma. It remains chulin.
There's not enough truma.
This is turning into chametz. There's no question. When the piece of this dough turns in, falls into here, this now becomes chametz. You're making yeast.
This is sar.
Well, the entire thing becomes sar. This is yeast.
This is yeast.
And when this yeast falls into this dough, the entire dough now becomes yeast also. You're making one yeast can make another yeast.
Right.
Now, part of the new yeast falls into a new batch of dough and makes it chametz. So the question is the second batch have the status of truma, or does the second batch retain the status of chulin?
Obviously, there was enough chulin here to knock
out. There was enough mixture, there was enough yeast to make this into chametz.
There was but enough the mixture here to knock out the
not to knock out. What do you mean to knock out? Just the opposite. What do you mean to knock out the truma? No, this is truma. Read what it says here. Read what it says. So orishal truma.
There's enough chulin here to knock out the truma.
There's no. It's not enough. There's no bittul.
There's no bittul. Of course it can't.
No.
Of course this next thing is going to be.
No. There's a general halacha that if you put yeast into a dough and the dough becomes chametz, the entire the davar hamaimed, the entire mixture, there's no din bittul. The entire thing has the same status. So when the yeast falls into this dough,
same
the
status.
Entire dough becomes what?
Truma.
Now, you need a certain shear. If I put a teeny mashu of yeast into this dough, nothing's going to happen. It's not going to become chametz. I need to put a significant amount of yeast in order to make this into chametz.
Right.
So I pour in a significant amount.
Right.
And the significant amount that I pour in turns this entire dough into chametz.
Right.
Now, chametz also basically becomes a new yeast. Now, I take a shtickle, a piece of the dough from this pot, and I pour it into another pot of dough. And the second pot now becomes chametz.
Good.
Now, the question over here is, wait a minute, just because it became chametz, did it become chametz from the chulin of the first pot? Or did it become chametz from the yeast of the first pot?
It does make a difference.
It does make a difference.
Because the whole thing, because it's machmetz, the whole thing becomes...
No, that is exactly what the machloikis is between Rabbi Eliezer and according to
right.
the Chachamim.
So
according to the Chachamim, say no, you don't say that. According to the Chachamim, you only say lefi cheshbon.
Yep.
We go backwards and we look exactly how much I have now a new batch of dough. In this
percentage.
Batch of dough, there's a taruvis. There is a mixture.
The percentage.
If the percentage of the new thing which falls in of chuma in and of itself would not have been enough in order to make the second batch of dough into chametz, then the second batch of dough is not going to have the status of truma. But if the percentage of truma that falls in,
according to Rebbe Eliezer,
it does. The whole thing does become. That's right. According to those entire things.
Because he says you're taking out the
we make.
He always says that whatever you take out to put into
has the full status.
Has the full status.
Exactly. In other words, it's called chanan. Chati chanas es nevela. That's what it's called in halacha. Chanan.
Don't give me any of your
Yerdea stuff.
Yeah.
Chanan, that's what it's called. Elo lefi cheshbon, ve'ein ha-mechumatz. Mechumatz means this yeast that's going falling into this dough. If you want to go make another dough, elo lefi cheshbon, according to the Chachamim. Next halach, ve'ein ha-mayim ha-sh'uvim poisim zamik ve'elo lefi cheshbon. What is that case? Here's the mayim shuvim. Here you go.
The water, see?
Okay, so how many mayim shuvim do you need? You need
40.
Okay, so I have 19 sov mayim of shuvim. Which falls in, you need 40 to make it, you need 40. So this is a minority. 19 falls in, there, Mayim Shuvim, so you can, 21 saw,
Mayim
saw.
Loy Shuvim.
Kishroiv Hamayim b'mikveh he Mayim Loy Shuvim, ha-mikveh kosher. It's kosher. Okay, now what happens if Kishroiv Hamayim, let's say it's 20, so it's 50-50, then the mikveh is possible. Now, we might ask, so here what happened?
Now you're going to take the water to a different place.
Now, we're going to over here, Gimel Logim. So he doesn't explain, we have to see the parish. What does it mean over here? Let's see the parish over here, the Mayim Shuvim. And then the Mayim Shuvim.
Very easy, come on. Where is it?
What does it mean? The Ein Hamayim Shuvim Poisons of Mikveh Lufi Cheshvin. The Ein Hamayim Shuvim Poisons of Mikveh Lufi Cheshvin. Mikveh Lutfila Shira Abaram Sa'at Mayim. This is to me way too long. Let's see what it says over here. It's way, way too long. Take forever to do this. The Ein Hamayim Shuvim Poisons of Mikveh Lufi Cheshvin. Mikveh Shiyesh Boi Eshem Yechot Sin. 21. Mega Shamim. Mimala, because of Tesha Esher, you're allowed to fill up. You're allowed to do zlachatila. You look at that's 21 kosher, lo shuvim. You allow derech hamshach mekosher. The hain, and this now becomes vein to hirin. Now the af al gav the shloisha lugim mayim shavim pasas anik. How could it be kosher? Isn't there halacha? Yeah. So was the mikvah hashuva kasheira kashiderech hamshacha. When you do hamshach, it's kosher.
Hamshach
is like this. You don't pour it directly into the mikvah. You pour it derech hamshach indirectly. Hamshach means indirectly. You pour the mayim shuvim indirectly into the mikvah. So what does it say? It says Hashuva Ksho Kishdeham Shah Vahayusham Wave Shihamik Vakshem Sham Rachad Sum Migsham. Hainulfiheshban. The Ain Hashuvim Poisim Samikva Kishan and Kishahin Derecham Shocha El Im Kain Haim Eshim, unless you have 20 Samaim Shuvim Shain Sham, Uroiv Shimikva, Mimegsham Halach Kahamim. Okay? The Kati is a whole new parish, just a very simple parish. Lefi Cheshbon, if the amount of Hamshacha is less than Roiv, it's Kosh. That's all it says. The Ein Hamayim Shuva is the Mikvah. Mayim Shuva is not going to pass the Mikvah. There are Hamshacha. El Lefi Cheshbon, unless you it's at least 20. If it's only 19, it's good.
It's Chaz.
The Mishnah, three examples. They have three different examples of this Mishnah. Saw Chuma. One saw of Chuma. Shenafel lepachos mimeya v'nidamu, and it becomes osser a taruvus. The word nidamu means two things. It means it becomes osser, and the type of isser is an isser called dema.
It fell into 50.
Fine. Pachos mimeya, less than 100. So there's no bittel. V'nidamu, the entire thing is now dema. Dema. And now v'nafel namadubin lakamaka. Now I take the lakam. When it falls into pile number two, the whole thing is going to be vadei aser. You have to have 100 times in the pile number two to be mevatel that this little thing which falls inside. If you don't have another, v'chachamayimrim, no, ain hamdu midamel lefichas, the percent. When it falls in the very first time, you have a taruvus. What's the percent? Now when you take out one saw, what is the percent? For example, in this example, it was 75% chulin, 25% chuma. So when it falls into a next mixture, you have to have only 100 times the second mixture to mevatel 25%. You do not need 100 times to mevatel 100%. You only need 100 times to mevatel 25%. Good? Another halacha. We have something in the yeast. It falls into dough number one, and then from dough number one it becomes chametz, and from dough number one it falls into dough number two. So shaila is, since it started out as being truma, so maybe just like dough number one is truma, maybe dough number two is truma. According to the chachamim, not necessarily. Even though it's chametz, we have to go back and see what is the percent. If the percent that's not enough. It's not going to be.
How much the percentage of chulin from this thing and chuma was of this thing
falls into here?
Figure out how much.
If the amount of chuma would be enough to make this into chametz, then yes, then dough number two will become chuma. But if the amount of the percent of chuma that falls into this pile would not be the percent of chuma that falls into this dough would not be by itself strong enough to make it into chametz, then it's not chuma. If the only reason why this becomes chametz because you have chulin also, then this dough number two will not have the status of truma. This dough will only have the status of truma if the percent of chametz is by its truma is strong enough to make it into chametz.
How much does it have to be?
Well, depending, make a calculation. How much yeast do you need to make this into chametz? If you only need a teeny mashu, and we can make a calculation that there's a teeny mashu from dough number one that came from truma, then dough number two will also have a status of truma. But if the amount of truma that is falling into this dough number two is by itself would not be strong enough to make this into chametz, then dough number two does not have the status of truma. You need to have 20. If you only have 19, it's not enough. The cheshbon is you have to have 40, you have to have roif, you have to have at least 50%. Okay, off the Zayin. What time is it now? Alright, I'm going to stop now.